Today in New Hampshire, town meetings are being hosted in communities around the state. Voters will weigh in on things like school boards and budgets and voting. Some will decide if ballots should be counted by machine or by hand in future elections. As New Hampshire Public Radio's Todd Bookman reports, this stems from false claims about the 2020 election.
Just before each election, ballot counting machines get pulled out of town hall basements and closets across New Hampshire. They're dusted off and given a test run.
Yes, we're going to test that machine right now, right here.
Chris Jacobs is an election official in Milton, population around 4,400. The machine, called the AccuVote, kind of looks like a big paper shredder. Its technology dates back to the 1980s. There's no internet connection. One by one, Jacobs feeds in sample ballots. This year, there are more than 30 questions on the ballot in Milton, from the budget to a race for fire chief to what kind of street light bulbs the town should use. But there's also a question about the ballots themselves. Milton is one of at least a dozen towns in New Hampshire where activists gathered enough signatures to get a question before voters. They're asking them to ban the use of the AccuVote counting machines. Even in this relatively small town, Jacob says it would take hours and hours to count each ballot by hand on election night.
We live in an instantaneous world, and everybody seems to want the answer now or 5 minutes after polls close. If you hand count, there will be no instantaneous decision.
This local push to remove ballot counting machines echoes false or misleading claims also being made at the New Hampshire State House.
And it is shocking to me that we would allow machines to wipe away the voices of the citizens of New Hampshire.
That's Brenda Town, a resident from Stratum, testifying earlier this year. To be clear, there's no evidence these machines have wiped out votes. But many continue to falsely claim the election was rigged against Donald Trump. They've argued voting machines can be hacked or manipulated by outside forces, including China. And they point to what happened in 2020 in the town of Windham, New Hampshire, as evidence.
Right now, an audit of last November's Windham election is continuing with a forensic analysis.
Windham's machines didn't count the ballots correctly on election night. An audit later found that it had to do with how some ballots were folded. Creases on the paper confused the AccuVote. A simple explanation that a lot of people won't accept. Like Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy and a prominent election conspiracy theorist. He's pushing baseless claims about voting machines across the country. Here he is on a recent podcast.
People in New Hampshire do not want machines. That seems to be the common theme.
In New Hampshire, towns have always had the choice of whether to count by hand, and many smaller communities still do. New Hampshire Secretary of State Dave Scanlon says when mistakes are made, it's usually because of humans making math errors. He adds that election officials need to get ahead of misinformation and false claims.
Given the climate that we have today, we just have to do a better job of being transparent and explaining the process and helping people understand that the system that we have is a really, really good one.
And that's one of the most pleasing sounds a moderator likes to hear at the end of each election is this machine cranking out the numbers.
Back in Milton, Chris Jacobs is wrapping up the test run of the AccuVote before the election. This test was open to the public, but nobody in Milton came. Not even the people who say there needs to be more transparency into how these machines work. For NPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.